Quiet time 4. Presence and power. Today is the final day of camp. That is exciting news for some students because it means they get to sleep in tomorrow. It is also sad news because God has done so much in our lives and we do not want it to end. But here is the reality of this week. This whole week has been building up to the point of you being sent back into everyday life to be passionate followers of Jesus. You are being prepared to be sent as bold witnesses for Jesus. Before we open scripture today, take a moment to work through the reflection questions below. Reflection questions 1. What is one thing that the Lord has done in your life this week? 2. What is one fear that you have about being sent back into everyday life? Last night in our main session, we were challenged to take the good news of the gospel and share it with others. Every person who has or will ever walk on planet Earth is just like us. They need to hear about the hope, forgiveness, and freedom that is available through Jesus. But the reality is that many times we have fears about sharing Christ with others. Here is the thing. Jesus knew that we would have these fears and used some of his final words to address those fears. Today we are going to see two ways Jesus prepares us to deal with the fear associated with telling others about him. Let's start by opening to and listening to Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20 says, "And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." This passage is often referred to as the Great Commission. It records Jesus sending his disciples to make disciples of every nation. But he does not simply say, "Go therefore and make disciples." He is not sending them alone. He continues, "And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Jesus does not send us alone. He promises to be present with us always. When the temptation comes, when the fear sets in, when we do not know the words to say, when we fear what others might think of us, he is with us always. How does knowing that he is with us change the way we view telling others about Christ? Take a moment to write out a response to this question. Matthew chapter 28 records Jesus promising his presence. When we turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 8, we see him promise the power of the Holy Spirit. Take a moment to turn to and listen to Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." With his final words, Jesus promised these early believers that he would send the Holy Spirit in the coming days. The Holy Spirit would give them the power to be witnesses for him everywhere they went. They were not to rely upon their own strength or wisdom to tell others about Christ. They were to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14 verse 26, Jesus says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." The power of the Holy Spirit is our source of strength, wisdom, and remembrance. How does this truth give you confidence to tell others about Christ? Take time to write a response. Jesus sends us to our neighbors and the nations with his presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. As you conclude your quiet time this morning, consider making this your prayer. Lord, thank you for what you have done in my life at camp this week. I pray that you will give me strength today and the ability to hear from you. Thank you for always being with me and giving me the power of the Holy Spirit. Help me to be bold in my proclamation of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.